Redemption time, Sean. Fresh off the Pokemon card convention this weekend. Where was that?
In Woburn.
Okay. Made some great acquisitions, I understand.
Sure did. It was wonderful. I had a blast.
Grand total that you invested in cards over the weekend?
$100, but okay. I traded some, so okay. I mean, if you count the trades.
Yeah, I bankrolled it.
All right. And where do, I don't want to alert anybody nefarious, but where do you keep said Pokemon card collection?
Don't worry about it. Okay. Under lock and key.
Okay. All right. So we learned randomly on this program a while ago that Scheim is a Pokemon savant. And we have known for quite some time that our coworker Chris Curtis is a Red Sox savant. So that led to the first round of Dueling Savants. And so we are back because Scheim is asking for redemption with Dueling Savants round number two this morning, Curtis v. Scheim.
Should we have redemption song playing underneath it?
We probably should. And Jackson will be the administrator of this episode of Dueling Savants. Good morning, Jackson.
Yes, good morning. Yes, okay. We workshopped the idea, and we've perfected it now.
Oh, yeah, it's perfected?
Oh, yes.
What was the problem with the first go-round?
Apparently it wasn't character-centric, the Pokemon questions.
That's what Scheim said.
Yeah, so
He was complaining about your questions.
So I tailored.
Which sounds to me like a poor carpenter complaining about his tools. But that's okay.
So we got a couple tools here.
Okay, all right. Who do you want to start with? Curtis or Scheim?
Well, we got to start with the victor, right?
Okay. Yeah. Victor goes the spoils.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Question for Curtis on the Boston Red Sox. Curtis's restriction is it must be 1995 up until 2018. Go ahead.
That works.
Thank you. Okay.
Curtis, who did the Red Sox trade for Derek Lowe and Jason Veritek?
Heathcliff Slocum.
You got it.
Nailed it.
Wow.
Nailed it.
Boom, suck.
Is that one guy, Heathcliff Slocum?
Yep, one guy.
Damn. Is that his first name? Heathcliff is his first
name? Yes, great name.
Yep.
No name shame.
Yeah, he was a closer.
No, it's a great name. That's why I was asking.
That give you an ick?
No, not at all, actually. Love the name Heathcliff.
Scheim? Which Pokemon has a signature move called Judgment?
That would be the god Pokemon himself, Arceus.
Correct.
Wow.
Easy. And for those curious, Judgment's type changes by what plate Arceus is holding, because Arceus's type itself changes.
God.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody knows that. Okay. What's next?
Curtis, in 2007, the Red Sox hit 4 home runs in a row.
Sunday Night Baseball against the Yankees. Veritek... I think hit the 4th.
That's sick.
Is that...
That is true. Who are the other three? Do you know?
I don't know all the other three. I just know Veritek...
Pretty good that you got that.
I think that's pretty damn good.
Yeah, that's pretty
Sunday
good.
Night Baseball
who,
against the...
Who did hit
the... It was Manny, J.D. Drew, Mike Lowell, and then Jason Veritek. Okay.
So is that a point? What's the question?
No, he got the question right.
I got the question. Yeah. Thank you.
Nailed it. Okay.
Okay, Scheim, how many evolutionary forms does Eevee currently have?
Okay, so there were 3 in the original game. Umbreon, Espeon came in Johto. Glaceon, Sylveon came in Sinnoh. And then there was Sylveon, so I believe that is 8, Jackson.
Yes!
Oh, so close. It's 9.
Yeah! Oh,
take it.
How is there 9?
How is there 9?
Dude, I don't even know any of the words you just
said. I read a line about people 69-ing.
Vaporeon, Flareon, Jolteon, Sylveon, Umbreon, Espeon, Glaceon, Leafeon.
Well, apparently there's a new one because it says currently have.
What do you mean there's a new one? There is no new
evolution.
New evolution.
I just named them all.
All right, question, I guess.
Question and question.
All right,
Curtis.
So that's no point?
2-1.
No, right. Curtis is now up.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, okay.
There are only 8. There's not 9.
Hey, man, I don't know any. Like I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I just have the answers here, and it says 9 on my
somebody
chart.
Google it.
What is the question?
The list right here. The evolutions of Eevee, as I said, Umbreon, Sylveon, Espeon, Vaporeon, Glaceon, Leafeon, Flareon, Jolteon. I'm looking at it.
That's 9.
I pray to God.
How many is that,
Scheim?
Got them up right
there. That is 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay, it looks like Scheim is right.
I'm sorry. Well,
okay.
It's all good.
I'll have to fact check.
Okay, so they are tied up.
Do you want to cancel that one out, or do you want
to? No, dead even.
2-2.
That works.
They are dead even.
2-2.
1 for Curtis, please.
Wikipedia, it says 8 as well.
It does.
Thank you.
Oh, Scheim nailed it.
Yep.
And bonus points Because the
Mitch with the picture.
The questioner was wrong. You corrected the questioner. So bonus point.
Oh, he gets a bonus point for that?
Yeah, he gets a bonus point.
Okay. Shout out to Mitch for having a graphic for you right there on Twitch.
Yeah, apparently my source wasn't correct.
When you get a bonus point in Pokemon, you are allowed to never leave your house for a full month. Okay, what's next?
Who turned an unassisted triple play in 1994?
What, we just said 95.
I'm sorry, it was... You don't know this answer?
I think it was John Valentin.
Correct.
Nice.
I thought that was a gimme.
Curtis.
All right.
Nailed it.
And let the record show nothing in front of me.
Yeah.
Except for a Pokemon loving weirdo.
I don't bother to say that anybody knows the answers of these because it's embarrassing that they both do.
And that is even outside of Curtis's wheelhouse.
Yeah, so that's a bonus point too,
that's
I think.
A bonus point for
Curtis. Bonus two, okay. Yep. Well,
take that, Butch Hobson.
Okay, what's next?
Fun fact, I was at that game and it was A-Rod's first
Nobody cares.
I don't know, I thought A-Rod's first game ever.
Yeah, that is
He was with what team?
Seattle.
There you go.
Which Pokemon?
Curtis, which baseline did Butch Hobson snort? First or third?
Both, just like in White Lotus.
Okay.
Shime, right. Which Pokemon is known as the Sword of Justice?
I believe that would be Zacian. Zacian.
Incorrect.
Wow. That is Keldeo. Right. That's Keldeo. I'm sorry. I was wrong. My fault.
Wow.
Misstep. Apologies.
Oh, my God, Sean.
He's right.
And you knew it.
Yep, I knew it as soon as I said it. I was wrong. Wow. I was like, oh, I'm an idiot.
Wow. And just so we all understand something, the reason Jackson chose the question from 1994 was so he had time for that anecdote. It's okay, but let's all just accept that that was the reason.
Okay, Curtis. Yes, that's exactly true. You got me right on the head, buddy.
I do.
Who threw the first no-hitter since 1965?
Hideo Nomo to Jason Veritek.
Correct.
Wow.
Wow.
When was that? Is that 99?
That was 01.
Yep. And who threw the next? How many no-hitters did Veritek catch with the Boston Red Sox?
Three.
There you go.
Jackson.
Yeah.
Good job, Jack.
Sneaky good Red Sox knowledge, Jackson. All right, one for Shy.
What move increases a Pokemon's speed and attack but lowers its defenses?
So the one that immediately comes to mind would be Shell Smash. It increases attack, special attack speed, and lowers both defense and special defense.
This is sad. It's Dragon Dance.
Dragon Dance does not decrease defense. Your question is wrong again, so I'll take my bonus point.
Man, this is a
Dragon Dance. Dragon Dance only increases the attack and speed of a Pokemon. It does not decrease stats.
Hold on.
What come on? Increases a Pokemon's speed and attack, but lowers its defenses.
Speed.
Yeah, Dragon Dance does not decrease defenses.
This is from the Bulbadex.
From what?
The Bulbadex, I think it's called. It's like
Bulbapedia?
A Pokemon.
I think you're reading wrong.
Chime is right.
Right.
Yeah.
I am. In the Twitch chat, several.
Man,
Pokemon.
I vetted this with my geek friends, too. Two of them.
You have two.
This question is very wrong.
Yeah, two of my really good friends are like huge Pokemon guys.
Yeah, there is a dragon move that increases speed and lowers defense, and it's called Scale Shot, but it doesn't increase attack, whereas Dragon Dance increases attack and speed.
Quiver Dance.
Quiver Dance is a different move.
That's in Ireland.
And that increases special attack, special defense, and speed, actual attack.
So that's what the brother was doing on White Lotus.
And then I'm also seeing Shell Smash.
That's the one I said originally, which is increases attack and special attack and speed by two stages and decreases defense and special defense.
Then you would be right.
And Courtney, Shell Smash is Talina and Wiggy and OOB.
So does he get a point plus a bonus point for the correction?
Yeah, I think right.
A correct shot.
Sean might actually be in the lead.
No, it's tied.
All right, here we go. Tiebreaker, because we got to get the Hill Notes coming up.
Good ones today.
Are they good?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yeah, very good.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, I can't wait.
Which player had the Red Sox highest single season batting average in the 90s?
In the 90s?
Reggie Jefferson.
I'm sad to say that's incorrect.
Oh.
Nomar hit 357 in 99.
Would you like to challenge Curtis?
Oh, okay. Nope. I think you're right. I think Reggie Jefferson won the batting title. Let me see.
I love the challenge.
Reggie Jefferson did have a great batting average, but Nomar's was.
Let's see. Boston Red Sox batting average. Oh, this doesn't even come up. But what did you say? 357?
357.
347. I was wrong.
All right.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Huge opportunity for Sean.
All right, here we go, Jackson.
Huge redemption opportunity right now.
Okay.
Set me up.
Okay. All right.
Which Pokemon is known as the time travel Pokemon?
Okay. So there's a couple Pokemon that utilize time travel, but I believe the time travel Pokemon itself would be Celebi.
Yes.
Nailed it!
And wow. The god of time is Palkia. So there you go.
Wow.
Good job, Shime.
Shime!
Shime with the win.
Okay, barely.
Yeah. 6-5.
6-5. Wow.
Wait, who won?
6-5, Shime won.
I got one wrong.
But I corrected Jackson twice.
But Shime got the bonus points.
They're giving points. Now, Curtis, you can dispute that. They're giving points.
Of course,
because
that's absurd.
Oh, hold on. We're not giving points. Greg said give them a bonus point.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't necessarily say.
I think it's just a feather in your cap kind of bonus point, not an actual point.
Oh, it's a feather in the cap kind of bonus?
Yeah, not a real number point.
So Curtis has won again then.
Well, no, then we tied.
It's tied. Tie goes to the runner.
Yeah. Because the bonus, so
neither of them can run.
So then you never got the Curtis one. Never got a bonus point. That's what you said. Give him bonus points.
Well, I mean, I think I get a bonus point for getting the question right before the answer. Getting the answer.
Wait, hold on.
Right,
you didn't even get the full question right, though. Technically, right. Well, if we're going by technicalities, Jackson's question was who hit the four home runs. You only knew the last one.
That's true.
Jackson, what was that question?
So if we're going by technicalities, I win today.
Okay, well that's fine. We'll
Jackson, what was the question?
In 2007, they hit four home runs in a row, and who hit them?
Oh,
that's right.
We never got to the who hit them part.
All right. Well, Shime won that one.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
one time. We'll have to go better. The next one is the winner take all.
Best of three.
Rubber match. I like that.
It's game 7.
Both of you, very impressive.
Yes.
Curtis, your Red Sox knowledge is wildly impressive.
Shime's Pokemon, he definitely redeemed himself.
Thank you. Were my answers succinct enough for you?
Oh, they were succinct, and he had
studying
other little tidbits about other people.
Jackson, nice job.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. I'm sorry about the errors, but I, and no pun intended, I know Red Sox and baseball way more than I know Pokemon, so the questions are a little flawed, but, I'm trying here.
No, you're doing a great job.
Great job.
Really, honestly.
Lots of research.
Have Ken talk to me about a raise.
Awesome.
Okay.
I'm going to save that cut.
we're gonna play Hill Notes coming up. Also, quick reminder that you can watch this show every day on YouTube or on Twitch. And this show every day on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers. There are three locations you can visit: tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Portland, Maine, and Bath, Maine. Huge listeners, by the way. So if you're going in to get yourself a beautiful timepiece, celebrate some success or something, or you're buying something special for somebody, make sure you mention you listen to this show when you go to Springer's Jewelers, and you can also visit springersjewelers.com. And here is Courtney with what is trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Celtics win their second of a back-to-back, 113-95 over the Kings. Jason Tatum headed to the locker room with a left ankle roll sprain when Sabonis went under his foot when he went up for a three. He did make one free throw with 3:35 left in the third before exiting the game, and Sabonis did get that flagrant one.
Also, one of our savants pulled a hammy during the dueling savants. It was Sean. So just a heads up.
Generally, it's fine. Might mean I need a flex day tomorrow. Oh, a hammy really hurts.
Competition-related injury for the Pokemon savant. Yes.
We had some March Madness for the women last night, and the star of the show, USC's Juju Watkins, went down with a torn ACL in her team's 96-59 win over Mississippi State. That will end her run in March. Boston took the first game in Mexico 10-1. The Sox have their second exhibition game tonight. Game time at 7 p.m. You can listen to that matchup right here on EEI and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Mookie Betts leaning towards being able to play for the Dodgers opener on Thursday after losing what he said was 25 pounds because he hasn't been able to eat solid foods due to a mystery illness he's been dealing with for the last month.
Sorry to interrupt. Very insightful text message. Want to see where you stand on it. But a texter believes that Jackson secretly wants to take Curtis on when it comes to Red Sox knowledge.
Oh, wow.
On what they are hearing. And do you agree?
There's a little bit of Big Jack. He knows his Red Sox stuff.
That does make sense why he would go that way, though.
Okay.
But there can only be one king.
That is true. Yes.
Anyway, I'd love to do with Jackson. I think Jackson's doing a great job.
And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
I'm going to try this. It might be too late. You see Mookie Betts there?
Yes.
We have the before photo a month ago.
Oh, we do.
He has really lost a ton of weight. Oh, my God. 43 degrees, mostly sunny, afternoon high, 51.